Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We will be taking questions after the half hour. The number is 646-716-9663. I'm very pleased today to have a very powerful psychic as our guest. And today, Dr. Lauren Cielo is with us. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Star. Thanks so much for having me on your show. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to meet you. Now, I've got a few questions for you. How did this all begin for you? As a child, tell us your story of how you got to be where you are today.
Okay, well, I guess starting at the beginning is probably the best way to go. I pretty much lived in the 3D world as a child. My awareness was focused by my parents on math and science mostly. So I was very much a tomboy and, ran with the boys, played sports. I was not one of the children that would, see fairies in the garden or be able to see my dead grandfather. That was not my experience. As I got older, I became an athlete. I was on the United States softball team when I was in high school, so that was pretty much very geared towards that, along with, the technical studies that my dad was very interested in technology. So I went on to become an engineer. And the whole time that along the way I was always doing these, especially with my return of Saturn at 30, I opened up to Wicca, the goddess energy, and I was really interested in how to move energy. I had an event happen where I was robbed on Christmas Eve by my neighbor, and they took all of my niece and nephew's presents, and that really hurt me. And that was a crossroads for me, Star, where I had to decide, how I wanted to walk my life, I guess. I could have, retaliated. I could have, amped up the energy, but instead something in me shifted, and I was more interested in protecting myself. So that's why I got into this idea of moving energy. I was raised, in the Christian church, so nobody was talking about moving energy. As a child, in our little local library, I would gravitate over to the Eastern, studies, and my mother would gently guide me away from those bookshelves. So the idea of energy and moving it started, of course, in engineering, because I was involved with electricity, so I understood how energy moved on that level. And then to have that great event of the robbery, that really was a turning point for me. So I got very interested in moving energy, although it was still a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday corporate engineer. And I found myself, doing moon circles, firewalks, these kind of things on the weekends. And as my engineering career moved into high-tech startups, that was what I liked. I liked the creation of something from nothing. And so while I was doing that, I realized, like with a lot of high-tech startups, that you end up in the unemployment line once you use up all that venture capital. If you guys don't hit it big, like a Qualcomm here in San Diego, for example. I'm based in San Diego, so Qualcomm's kind of a model. So that was happening again at age 44 this time, and I could tell, I was going to be on the unemployment line. So I happened to be in Whole Foods, and if there aren't Whole Foods where your listeners are, it's kind of an alternative organic market. And so I was there, and I was looking at the bulletin board, and I saw this psychic, institute. And I thought, well, that that's odd, Psychic Institute. So long story short, I enrolled and became quite good at it. I ended up spending 2 years studying at the Institute, although I was really reading professionally the first 2 months that I was in the program. I just had an affinity for it, something I really enjoyed doing. But so I'm not what I, you know, consider a natural, well, I wouldn't say natural born. I would say self-evolved psychic. I'm a formally trained clairvoyant. Somebody taught me how to do what I do. But what I like about it is that I understand energy and I understand the way it moves. So for me, my practice is more, I would say, without, I know it's going to sound kind of weird when I blurt it out, on the quantum level, I look more at science pushed so far that it becomes metaphysical. So more like maybe what the bleep and these kind of ideas of you know, interdimensions and all that kind of stuff. So for me, it's very left-brained, and I know that fascinates people when I tell them I'm a left-brain psychic that uses these psychic tools to read energy. And since I'm reading energy, I can read anything. So I think that might be my story in a nutshell.
Well, that's really interesting, and I find that, you know, having that engineering background, and all probably a lot of math,
oh, yeah,
too, that it's like taking science fiction and trimming it down to tomorrow's reality. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I think it's really good to understand energy. Most people know the traffic laws, but they don't know the universal laws. You know,
exactly.
So I think it's really important. And how did you become so good so quick in 2 years? Was
you
it
know,
practice or what, do you think?
You know, I don't really know. You know, I think, for one thing, I got a lot of seniority, and you can vouch for this, Star, is, you know, we're all picking up psychic impressions all of the time, but to tell somebody what they are and to tell them with seniority and authority in your space, go, well, you know, this is how I see it, and you know, so I guess that was one of the things that really launched me, was that, you know, when my teacher said, sit down and do this and look at this, I could see it. And so I was not skeptical. I completely said, no, I can see exactly what you're talking about. And so my readings just flowed from there. I almost want to say that I was built to do this because, you know, just like everyone, I guess, I'm culminating. The things I learned from engineering, the things I learned from athletics, the things I learned from the witches, you know, the things I learned from the Psychic Institute have really all come together for me. One of the big things that I do is I train other people to you know, the very same way I was trained. And that seems to be my forte, is the ability to take information in and massage it and add dimension and flavor to it, and then regurgitate it so someone else can have it too.
Well, that's a wonderful way to give back, as being a teacher, and I've enjoyed teaching many, many things over the last 50 years. You know, I'm 75 years old now, so I've been doing this for a little while, and it does take a real deep connection. When you see a leaf, not to say that it's the forest, you know, because it might be the first part of the picture. Or when you see something, not to jump to conclusions. And it takes a while for you to understand that what you see for somebody means totally different things in somebody else's aura or in their dimensions. And people have a little bit of a flatland complex if they haven't had a lot of math, and they just sort of see the aura and it's flat and it's around the pictures. But when you start going into that quantum field and you start going into that matrix and circling around them, and then, you know, everybody hides their secrets, so they're all in the back, you know. They put this big protective wall up and forget about the back. So it's really important to get your talent confirmed and to get educated in your talent. Because no matter how good or how bad you are, someone showing you the way, confirming the way for you, like you as a teacher, for people out there, or me as a teacher, is really essential to gaining that confidence and to being accurate.
Right. Right.
But tell me your greatest spiritual experience this lifetime.
Oh, that's easy. Very easy. When my body first became a woman, when I first started my menstrual cycle, as I'd mentioned briefly in my story at the beginning of the show, I was raised Christian. And so, but Christianity was something we did on Sunday mornings. It wasn't infused into the daily life. We didn't, you know, live it. We only went on Sundays to church. So for me, I had a very, very, like you were saying, flat understanding of this theology, of this energy, of the inner workings of it. So, but when I became a woman, I had one of the most profound dreams ever, and it really did, it was majorly impacted me. Jesus was there, and I instantly got on my knees, although I don't know why. We never knelt in my church, but I just felt I should do that. So I knelt in the dream, and he came over, and he picked me up, and he looked right into my eyes, and he said, "Don't worship me. We're peers." And I had... For the next 2 weeks, I floated. I just floated. Everything changed for me. And, of course, I didn't have anybody to talk to about it because of, you know, of my parents and their religious beliefs. So, but looking back, that's how I knew that, I don't know, if there's something unusual about, you know, my incarnation, if somebody could look at it and say that, I really go back to that mind-blowing experience. And I'll also say that I call it a white cane life. I'm having a white cane life where I was never blessed with a mentor. I just keep bumping into the walls myself and with that white cane trying to figure out. I was grateful for the psychic training that I had, but I think that, like you mentioned, Star, based on something in me, you know, some past life information or other lives, I usually call them information or depths of it, when I learned those psychic tools that are so easy on the foreground, they're so easy to manipulate the energy, but what it meant, you know, like what the implications of that were, this is what's still marinating in my space and comes through in my teaching. So for me, the little tools and techniques that I learned were just the beginning of this huge adventure and expedition into energy. And I'd like to mention now that if I did have a mentor, it's my healing master, Anki Yaya, who, you know, he's really my brother and my teacher, my healer. I love him very much. And so he's my spirit guide that, you know, like when I need to learn something, he's the one that puts it into my crown. He goes and fetches it and helps me understand it. I do a lot of work through my blog, you know, as I go through things. Of course, that's what all of us wounded healers are doing, as we pull at the threads of our chosen pain or story or whatever we want to call it. That's how I work, and it's very clear to me now that I'm doing that. Then when I go through a heartache, I start blogging about it. Meditations come out of it. New things that I learn, new classes, new offerings. So it's like it's like a almost a perpetual motion machine now. And I'm very grateful that my business at Golden Rose is just, you know, the platform, the body of work that I've been able to do. I'm just really, you know, I don't know. A lot of times I don't take the time to pat myself on the back, but, you know, talking to you right now, Star, I feel really proud of that body of work.
I'm glad. And where can we find your blog, and what is your website?
Well, yeah, thanks for asking. So my personal website is laurencielo.com. My business is Golden Rose Psychic. .com, and the blogs and the, you know, everything is there. So you can jump right into Golden Rose Psychic, and it branches out to everything. It's really a monstrosity of a website. I mentioned I was an engineer, so I do tend to still engineer. It's easily about a 40 or 50 page website. So I invite listeners. There's tons of resources. There's free things. I'm really into tithing. You know, I do a free moon day meditation every week. I just completed my 85th consecutive moon day meditation on Mondays. I guess I'm really proud of that too, because I always know the number, Star. Whenever I talk about it, I can always quote how many I've done. So anyway, there's lots of fun free resources there. Even a free healing request if somebody's in need. Now those healing requests, you never get information back from us, but those go right to my advanced students, my clairvoyant students who do silent healings on everyone who submits a healing request. And one of the things, Star, I try to do, and it's been really important, is I work on this, I don't know if you'd call it a cornerstone or I'm not sure you would call it any of that, but remember, I'm from engineering, so it is an acronym, and it's HAG. And Anki Yaya told me, embrace HAG, and I'm like, what does that mean? And then he defined the acronym HAG for me in my space. It's being humble, accessible, and grateful. So those three frequencies are woven into everything that I do. So there is if it's 2 a.m. and you're feeling low, go to Golden Rose Psychic, read a blog, submit a healing request, watch a YouTube video. I've got so many free YouTube videos up there. Maybe I'm addressing, or maybe there's a Moonday meditation that covers that topic, and you can just listen to it right then, right there. So that's kind of the cornerstone, I think. And you'll probably see that more in my work as I go forward, this idea of the HAG, embracing the HAG, which I like the name anyway.
I love that, because in so many lineages, they talk about the Baba Yaga, the old lady who's always, kind of worn down, but has the best magic out of anybody. She looks like a poor little old lady, and then boom, there she is with her magical wisdom or answer or her magic to change your life. I think tithing is very, very important. I give away my classes and my healings and things like that, but I have a food bank that I run, and I end up putting most of the food into it. So that, for me, starving as a child, I end up healing in others what was one of my problems, one of my solutions. And sort of like you, every time I have a challenge, I write a class. So I have 470 classes now. So, so I believe when I go to look for information for Star, I'm a visionary. I look at, what colors is it, what is it like that. But when I go to teach a class, I think, what would the housewife ask me, and what would the master ask me in this class, and what would an engineer like to know about the dimensions? I mean, having engineers and people from NASA in my dimensional classes and math professors, it's been a work of art to put everything so clearly that people's questions are answered. And then after I teach the class for a while, I give it to one of my students, and I get another challenge, and then I write a whole other class. You probably know this. That's what your blogs are.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit more about your psychic and healer group, schools, or how does that work with you?
Right. Well, when I got, just like everybody, I guess, I find myself making these invisible lines in the sand. And then, of course, as time moves forward, it becomes a chuckle later when I look back. So as I was, kind of hanging out my shingle, even though I felt like I, was still in the psychic program, but I thought I had something to offer, so I already started. I remember thinking, this is so silly, I will read for 10 years and then I will teach. Like it was some kind of, proclamation or something. And so, of course, one of my very first clients said to me, "Hey, Lauren, I understand you learned how to do this. Can you teach me?" So I was pulled into my teaching space almost immediately. So, I get so excited when somebody would ask me that, would you train me? And so I would tell them, "Oh, yes, starting a class here in San Diego. It's going to be on Wednesday nights. It's so and so much a class." And I would hear them say, "I'd love to take your class, but." And then I would always get my hopes dashed. Like there was something coming after that word "but" that I wasn't going to want to hear. So what I did is, over the last 8 years that I've been creating Golden Rose, I systematically removed everything that somebody could say after the but. So the first thing was, well, I'm not available that night of the week. I say, okay. So I spent about a year recording 44 spiritual self-healing and clairvoyant classes that are downloadable anytime, and they start at $9.99 through the Golden Rose web store. So that's always available to everybody. Those are the
that's
exact
great
classes.
Price. Can't beat that. Can't even buy a book for that anymore.
Right. So then, say the thing that came after the but was, but I can't afford your rate, right? I'm like, okay, then again, the downloads will be very, very, it costs $50 a class to work with me, either in my phone class, it's a six-month class, the beginning class, or to work with me one-on-one, it's $50. And again, the classes start very much lower than that, and you can work at your own pace. Then another thing they would say after the word but was that, well, I'm not available, I do a lot of traveling, so I'll miss a lot of classes. Well, if you decide, so there's really two ways to get trained at Golden Rose. One, to do the download program, work on your own pace. The other is to join my six-month program, which is starting in April. I think April 12th will be the first class. And I want to say, one of the things I'm really grateful, just like your food bank, Star, I have a scholarship program at Golden Rose, and up until this point, I have never had a student not be able to get enough financial aid to make the class. And, you know, strings get pulled and, you know, miracles happen. We always get enough tuition for students. So that even can't be a concern, really. So if you decide to... whether you work, let me finish. If you go with me on the phone program, and let's say you do take a vacation, well, after every class, they're on Saturdays once a week, 24 classes, so that's 6 months, I always send the audio and the notes that I teach from, so that you can have them for, you know, to review or to keep up if you have to miss a few classes. But most important, I think I've come to realize, is that I hope my students, when they get those audios and they get the notes that I teach from, because most of the time they're in meditation during the class, so it's difficult to take notes, I hope they're going to teach it. I hope they're going to turn around and teach it to somebody else. So that's what I'm really excited about. But out of all of those programs, I also do a Saturday morning reading clinic for everyone who's using this technique to read energy. I hold space really early here on the West Coast. It's early for me, every Saturday in this reading clinic. So anyone in any of those programs can get more practice by jumping into the reading clinic. So for some reason, that's really been the push of my career so far, it seems, is to get this information to people, because I like what you said about training left-brained folks, because my teacher, she wasn't a professional psychic. She's a research scientist at one of the big medical schools here in San Diego. So I've taught hardware, software engineers, biochemists, artists, photographers. It seems that no matter where you are on the left-right continuum, what I've noticed is the people that like it the most are the really left-brained or the really right-brained. And I think that's because the serpent's swallowing its tail. If you're so left-brained, you can push it up to the right and the other way around. So I think that's kind of how my training works at Golden Rose. Thanks so much for letting me say that, too, Star.
Well,
appreciate it.
Very good indeed, and I do a lot of that, except I have a creme de la creme class. And a creme de la creme class is the people who work really hard, and they come and spend a month with me every 3 or 4 years or every 2 or 3 years. It's very, very expensive. It's got 22 books that I've written that go with it.
Wow.
It's 10 hours a day. And I find, for me, having that very creme de la creme class, the people will get in there. People will sometimes decide pay more for their airline ticket because they decide the day before to come from France or Germany than it would be for 1 week of being there. And I find that having this opportunity to get all my teachers together, because right now I have great-great-great-grandchildren, and what I mean with that is I have teachers who have taught teachers who have taught teachers who have taught teachers who are now teaching my stuff. And I call them my are you a grandchild? Are you a great-grandchild? When I have these conventions, oh, I'm your great-great-grandchild, they tell me. And I find that having that creme de la creme month that's just a bit more expensive, that's just more intense with all the teachers together, is really an opportunity for me to learn a lot from my students, from my people who are no longer students. They're master teachers in their own right. And I do that, and I do, I don't know, I can't even tell you how many things I do. but you can look on my 7 or 8 websites, things that I do. What is the strangest reading you've ever done?
The strangest reading was actually for a teacher at where I went to school. Once she left the institute and I started my own thing, we've kept up and we kind of read for one another. And so it was really interesting. She was having some third chakra, that's the solar plexus chakra, some third chakra pain upon waking up in the morning. And she, you know, she pretty much had it with it. She'd, you know, been trying to use a lot of our tools and wasn't getting any relief, so she wanted somebody else to look at it. So it really changed a lot the way I see the different planes of reality. So basically what I looked at was what was happening is on a lower plane, there were inhabitants of that plane that saw my friend, my teacher, my client, the gal I was reading, as a goddess. And so they were literally trying to pull her back through the silver cord that attaches to the third, back into the astral realm where she was their goddess. And this is how it looked in a reading. I saw the cord going into the third chakra. I started to trace it back. I could see that it was going to the astral plane. All of a sudden, I saw this scene of a jungle. And there were these people, looked very native, and they were holding a rope, and it was the cord from my friend's third chakra. And to them, it was like one of those big, big ropes that you see on a boat, you know, so it was like under their arm, that's how big it was, and they were kind of going heave, ho, like a big tug of war. And so I asked them, I said, honeys, what are you doing? And all in unison with their free hand, they all pointed to this mountain, and so my awareness was focused on the mountain. They had chiseled her image into the mountain, and so what that brought up for me, of course I canceled the contracts and, you know, moved things around a bit, but and the problem alleviated, but what it brought up for me is, you know, how many of our Christian brothers and sisters are attempting to pull a savior or a God-man, and not just the Christians, but other religions too, the Messiah, a God-man, trying to pull an energy back to this realm, that one that was thought to have ascended the realm, and pull it back into it. And I thought, wow, I wonder how many third chakras of Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad are aching right now on whatever reality they're incarnate now, if they are. So that was a huge eye-opening experience that my friend, my soulmate, was actually a goddess on a lower plane of the astral. I think that might rate right up there with the weirdest.
Well, you know, you do something and I do something, and it's called night school. And in night school, we go up to the higher levels of the astral planes, and students and friends and people who've never met us come and get lessons and learn from us. And night school, you can learn with Buddha or Jesus, but most of the time at night school, we go to some unknown person that history has never even talked to us about, who
right.
has a huge amount of light. But all your students bring, at some point or another, bring their astral bodies up, and they get lessons from you. Once you commit to study with some, and you commit by paying money, you can commit by signing up for something, you will be taught in many dimensions and many levels by that person. So, you know, to be made into a god on the lower planes is understandable, and most gods worked so hard to be made into humans to be us. So take a deep breath and tell me your two websites, and we'll come to the commercial break.
Okay. My personal site with all my latest works is laurencielo.com. My business, and I do have teammates, and we've got a great offering, is called goldenrosepsychic.com.
Thank you. And now for our commercial break.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
And welcome back. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. I am with Dr. Lauren Cielo, and we will be taking your questions. Mark, is there anybody on the line?
Yeah, I am bringing on Tiffany.
Great.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany. What's your question?
My question, which triggered for me to call in, is because I was feeling quite negative because of work today, and I really don't like it, and I think people are taking advantage of me, and so I was hoping if you have some insight about what's going on with my job, career, and this seems to be a repeated pattern, not just this job.
Lauren?
Yeah, thank you, Star. Listen, honey, the very first thing you tell me is that this career path that you're on is too slow. You're looking for things to change quickly and change a lot. So lots of shift, but having that happen a lot. So you kind of show me a picture of, like, a school semester. I remember when I was in school, there was a new subject every couple months. And then all of a sudden I went into engineering. I'm like, holy moly, this is the same old boring stuff. So what I did is when you showed me that it's too slow for you, I took a look at your third chakra. I see career's energy in third chakra. It's all about competition, and since in this society we tend to compete for jobs, I see a lot of career information in that power chakra that is the third. Honey, you seem that you want to, it's yellow, and when I delved into the yellow, it's looking for information is really what the vibration is. But when I pulled at that thread, I think you really want to take a look at some different training. I don't think it's some, 5-year master program, but I do think there's some type of training that you're going to step into that puts you into a space where things change quickly. And then when you think about what I just said, just going to the training will change things quickly. So not a big expensive program. It might be just like a weekend seminar that all of a sudden just motivates you to make a change. It's not necessarily hard career, you've got to be trained in this position before you can have that job. I don't really feel that it has to be that way, but definitely yours is information seeking space that ignites the pace of what you do at work and the stimulation, I might say. That's what I got.
Okay, I think you're wiser than you think you are. I think you've had many past lives doing the same thing, and I think you're afraid of your light. I think a solution for you is to create a special niche, a special place in your business, and become an expert at it. I've seen people who are coaches, and then people who are coaches to musicians, and people who are coaches to authors. Whenever you get into that special niche, whatever you choose, there will be more money, you will be the leader, and you'll be able to use information from past lives, information from source, to give to people, and it won't be so frustrating for you. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. To confirm what you both are saying, I am thinking of obtaining a certificate in medical writing, which is a niche and similar to what I'm doing.
Good. Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, thank you both for your insights.
You're welcome.
Do you have someone else there, Mark?
We're good for now.
Okay. So, Lauren, what else do people need to know about you?
Well, the big step up in my career start happened on the Mayan calendar, the end of the Mayan calendar. I was contacted by George Nori on Coast to Coast AM radio to be on the radio. I was going to talk about, I can't even remember what I was going to talk about. It was, you know, obviously 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago. And so I was already in the lineup, and it was some time off in the future, but they had a cancellation. So the producer called me and asked me that day and asked me if I could go that night. And if I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Coast to Coast, but it's on at night. You know, it spans, you know, the wee hours. And so so that show, it was December 20th, 2012. Since it bled over into the end of the Mayan calendar, which a lot of George's audience is interested in, it was really one of the most listened to shows. So that's what kind of launched me, you know, doing that interview on the radio with George. As soon as I hung up from the radio, the producer called me back and asked me if I would go on Gaiam TV with George. He's got a show there called Beyond Belief. So almost exactly a year and a week ago, I shot Soul Contract, the episode of Beyond Belief in Colorado, and that came out last July. So that's what really kind of catapulted my business and my career. I, you know, have, you know, like you, clients all over the world. It's such a blessing that we have the technology to be able to reach all those brothers and sisters. So that's what's kind of launched. I had a book release right then as well. So, you know, it seems to be full speed ahead. One of the funnest things I just done recently, I haven't gotten all the material crunched yet for consumption, but I spent two nights in the haunted Queen Mary, and when they found out I was coming, I got a chance to get some back scene stuff into parts of the very haunted ship that nobody gets to go to. So I got a lot of video and audio and a lot of experiences, a lot of images, some really incredible images of some stuff I think people will find interesting. So that'll be coming out on my blog soon. A lot of fun stuff in store this year. I think is going to be a great year for Golden Rose.
Well, I did see the show on Guillaume, and you were very impressive. And it sounds like you're off to a wonderful new angle and new start. What is the name of your book?
It's The Power of Energy, and in it I talk about what I learned about how the universe works. And I want to say that when I say that, for me, this has been a whole science experiment. It's, can I see the energy? Yes, I can see it. And then can it be moved? And then if it can be moved, what's the result of that? So a lot of what I do and what's in that book is an understanding of a model on how I see the universe. And if you were to buy into some of the model, then some of the tools that I teach manipulate that model. So again, to me, it's very scientific. If it didn't work, I wouldn't do it, I think might be the way to say it. So that's what the book is about. It's about how to use the power of energy to change things for yourself. And I'll say, if you talk to me in 5 years, I might have a complete different model of the way the universe works and my ability to manipulate it. But right now, The Power of Energy, for sale on my website and on Amazon, is the best cut I have at it so far, Star.
Great. And we can get that on Amazon, too?
Yes. Yeah, you can.
All right. Listen, I've had some interesting things happening in the last 7 months with my clients. Some of my clients have this trip, and this trip is on a flat sidewalk or in their living room, and there's nothing there for them to trip over. But they usually trip and fall, and they've been tripping and falling into a parallel universe. Mm-hmm. So then their ends don't start meeting. They can't connect to people because they're in a parallel universe. And then what they say doesn't follow the same rules as the universe they originated in. And I've had just so many people, you know, say, ever since I had this fall, or I broke my toe, or, you know, I can pin it back. And I have been having to pull people back into their original universe, which sometimes isn't my universe. Does that make any sense?
Okay. Yes, it does, my friend.
So I've been noticing these people when sometimes they get out of sync, when they start having what I don't call bad luck, but they call it bad luck. It's just misconnections. And sometimes it just, you push them back into the parallel universe and the dimension that they were born in and originated in. Now, many of us, you, obviously me, and many of our listeners, we've traveled through different dimensions. You know, we've added sight, we added intuition, we added time traveling. Because I know sometimes I have to look in somebody's past to get to the core of what they're dealing with today. And a lot of questions are time travel forward. Well, how's my job going to work out? Or what, my favorite one is, when am I going to meet my mate? You know, so you travel through different dimensions usually, and you experience dimensions. In each dimension, a singular physical law ceases to exist. So each dimension is labeled with a law that ceases to exist. So as we work through our spiritual paths, we travel through these dimensions, adding possibilities, physical, intuitive possibilities that we haven't had as we were born into this world. Parallel universes are a little bit disconcerting. Yellow, bright yellow is no longer bright yellow. Your favorite shirt may be duller or brighter. Foods will taste different. Your timing will be especially off, especially in the things you were very, very good at. It will always be a bad hair day. Well, maybe not always. Maybe the day you go to the hairdresser, it won't be. But if you find yourself in this kind of disconnect, when, you know, you're missing all the green lights or more than half of the green lights, you need to find someone who can help you back into your original universe, or you'll have that disconnect. And I probably, 1971, 72, I had one person in 5 years. And I asked the teacher, and the teacher said, you do this, this, and this, but she didn't explain to me what parallel universes was. And then in the 80s, I had 3 or 4. In the 90s, I had 20. You know, in the 0 years, I had 50. But in the last year, I've already had, going back to June last year, I already had 20 or 50 people who trip over nothing. So pay attention. And someone who's intuitive and psychic can align you back with your original universe. Mark, it's so unusual not to have callers tonight. Is anybody there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off-screening callers. Are you ready for the next one?
Yep.
All right, let's bring in Angelina.
Hi, guys.
Angelina. What's your question?
I was just wondering, may I seek guidance on what I'm really struggling with is I just wanted to ask if you could tap into your guidance and even maybe my higher self and about what my gift is, like what I can do and what God wants me to do as far as what I'm gifted with.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yes, you're a wise woman, honey. You've got a guide behind you that is seasoning you right now. If you're familiar with the practice of popping Kundalini, I would suggest looking into it, maybe even Kundalini yoga. This female guide standing behind you, her flavor is Mary Magdalene. I don't think it is Mary Magdalene, but that's the energy that she resonates with. So this is, when I see Mary Magdalene archetypes, what I look at is almost a female wizard. You know, and again, you know, I come from the left brain side. So what I see is this icon energy, this paradigm, if you want to call the Magdalene energy, that it's a knower. It's a knower of unknown things. It's mysteries. But it's very calculating. It's kind of the way Star was talking about. It's interdimensional, and it knows it. It knows how to calculate from one dimension to the other. So when I asked her, you know, what is she, you know, why is she standing behind you? That was the first thing when you first popped in. That's what I noticed was her. That's what it is that everything that you're going to go through in your incarnation is the ripening eating of the fruit. So, you know, even as you go through struggles, of course we all do, and we create them very specifically. As a matter of fact, we pick our parents, you know, to kind of mess us up the most in the first few years, and we spend all of the incarnation usually working those issues out. But for you, it's seniority. And there is an element of female, you know, wizardry or magic, you know, that without being off color, I would also suggest you to try out to look into tantric sex. I think I'm pronouncing that right, because that's the energy of the Magdalene as well. One of the things about being in a female Homo sapien on this planet is the highest vibrating energy on this planet. So learn to use your animal. And if that does mean some of the Magdalene's, you know, tantric tricks up her sleeve, you might want to take a look at that as well. But that's what it is. You're a wise woman.
I think so, too. I see near you on your left-hand side is a dragon. And the dragon, sometimes at an early age, burps a little bit of fire. And so what happens is you see something psychically, feel something, you say something, and everybody jumps on you, and your parents say, don't do that, or you don't have an invisible friend. And I feel like your dragon has grown up with you, and it is the Chinese magical dragon that guides the land, and it guides the energy, and dragons are there to ride and to get to places. And many, many people that believe that dragons jump through dimensions. So I see a very psychic, very healing person who at one point in time fought very hard to be normal and is now fighting very hard to be your original intuitive self. Did I give you some input there, sweetie?
Yes, thank you so much. So mainly it would be my gift would regard magic and looking into...
Kundalini, tantric, sex, and looking into dragons. Those three pieces pulled together will complete some type of energetic quilt in your consciousness that will lead you and confirm to you exactly where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. Sometimes we can't give you the answer. We can only give you the map to have the experience, okay?
Yes,
thank you
so much. I appreciate it. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Blessings.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I just have to say, all of our callers tonight have had these beautiful childlike voices. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Mark, is there somebody else there?
Yeah, I'm bringing Sarah on right now. Sarah, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. What's your
question?
Sarah.
Hi. My question is, I've been having a terrible time the past 2 years, and I kind of want to know what's going on.
What? I'd like to chime in. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, honey, what I see is a growth cycle that has been interrupted. You show, I want to almost say a partition instead of a segment. You use the word partition. You're showing me a partition of this cycle of growth that you've been wanting to get to. It's kind of, without, you know, being dramatic, it's kind of rotting on the vine right now. It's almost like, you know, it's ingrown. You pulled in, I see it as green, you pulled in this green energy, but it's not really able to move. It's become stagnant. So do you feel complacent? How are you feeling?
Well, I do. You know what? Yeah. I lost somebody that I truly loved. And so, yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's what it is. And so what I might suggest, now I'm going to send my healing master, of course that's what I do, we're going to send the healing master to help reinvigorate this growth, and when I talk about that, it's almost that you want to understand the boundary of the growth, and what I think you're talking about is which chakras are involved. I might suggest to you, if you're not familiar with the different chakras and would each hold, maybe getting educated in that space, because usually people talk to me with their chakras. So I believe that you're trying to understand with this potential growth cycle that's stalled out as you lost your loved one, is you're really trying to decide, okay, what do I want to grow in my life? So that might be another great thing to sit down and write down. What do I want to grow? And again, if you look at the chakras, each chakra holds a different type of information. So you're directly, if you want to grow, you know, friends, that's one chakra. If you want to grow your career, that's another chakra. If you want to grow your self-love or your, you know, intimacy, these are all different chakras. So this would give you a hint on the you want to put a boundary around the potential of this growth that has stalled out. And again, we will help.
Wow. I think it's really important to trust that you loved and you love deeply. And it's very important to trust that the situation was in your highest good and the highest good of the other being involved. You're still questioning the lost. Have you forgiven yourself? Have you forgiven him? Are you open to new love? Or are you still holding that person in your heart? So maybe some forgiveness, maybe some letting go and letting God is in order here. And most important, deep, profound gratitude for being able to experience the depths of love that you did. Do you understand?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
And that love is very deep. It's right. Very deep and very profound. And when you tell somebody, but I really love them, really love them, they don't understand that because those
right.
are just words. But looking at the energy that was, I say it was very great. Now show some gratitude for it. Clean up that area that is rotting and move on, sweetie. Thank
yeah,
you.
That's what I want to do.
Move on. Thank you. Next.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. And we're bringing on Evelyn.
Yes.
Great. Hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
Hi, ladies. Let's go with a career. I'm debating whether to continue teaching or to venture onto a new career. I'm undecided. So I don't know what I was meant to do. I'm not sure if I was meant to be a teacher or if I was meant to do something else. But kind of.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you. Honey, you are a teacher with a capital T. It's a title, not a profession. And one of the ways that somebody can know that they're a teacher with a capital T is what do you do when you get a bit of information? Do you hold on to it for power or do you pass it on for power? This is the way to know. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be employed as a teacher, but it is the underlying foundation of what you do, this passing along of information, the synergy that it creates. What I see that I think you would like better, instead of being the teacher with all of these pupils, instead be in a group of teachers who are all stimulating and passing on information to each other. What it really reminds me of, I don't know why, it reminds me of when I was an engineer and I would work in these high-tech startups like I mentioned earlier. There's only a handful of people and everyone is an engineer. I mean, there's no, it's just, you know, 10 or 12 guys coming together to create a product. So that camaraderie, that sparking of insight and the movement of energy between the team members is what you're looking for. So instead of taking your teacher space and having pupils below you, you want to take that teaching space, which is the passing out of information once you get it. You want to share it with other people who are doing that to you too, that synergistic, you know, banging of particles, I might say. So that's what you're looking for. So for me, if it were me, I would look for people that stimulate me that way, industries that stimulate me that way. And then Star mentioned with another color, force your way into it. Create it around yourself. If you like to be on the cutting edge of social issues, political issues, technological issues, health issues, find those spaces and learn how to interact with someone on a very vibrant level. You need more stimulation. You're like a teacher who needs to be with teachers.
I'm going to stretch that one step farther, and I'd like to suggest that you teach teachers. No. And it's not in the same subject you've been teaching, but you need to teach teachers. And it's something that intuitively has been there for you all your life, that it is very easy to you. You might even dismiss it because it's so easy to you. I suggest that you become a teacher of teachers. And teaching could be anything from teaching letters to children to teaching psychic powers to adults or children. Teaching is your path, but I do believe you've outgrown the space that you're in right now. Does that answer your question?
Well, it does, because, I was just confused. I'm, like, teaching psychically. I'm, like, I don't even think I have any psychic abilities myself, so I'm like, I have to rule that one out, so I don't know what comes natural to me. I'll have to think about that one.
Do some introspection and find that for yourself. But Lauren sees you is working with teachers. I see you as eventually teaching the teachers. So figure it out, how to get there, what topic it's going to be, what subject it's going to be, and go for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies. Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Mark, do we have time for one more?
I think we're all set for now.
Okay. So, Lauren, please sum up your website, your blog, your school for us in about 3 minutes.
Thank you very much, Star, for that opportunity. So check out goldenrosepsychic.com. We're just about to start a really exciting six-month survey through the Akashic Records, past lives, clearing and balancing chakras, auras, reading the dead, tarot, pendulum. All of it will be covered in this six-month course. It's not a lecture. It's a play along with me. So be prepared to read, read, read. What I'd like to do is to show you the depth of this of this creation, not just the forefront that you've been focused on. I'd also like to point you to my personal website, Lauren Cielo, where you'll see some of my up-and-coming, seeds that I'm planting. I've got many irons in the fire, and I kind of just spin the wheel of fortune every week to see what's going to come out. So stay tuned. Lots of exciting stuff. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And I would like people to remember that you need a guide, you need a teacher. I would like you to sit down, and I'd like you to write your own energy budget and figure out, how are you spending your energy? How are you wasting your energy? When do you just sit there and duh, with nothing happening, nothing coming, nothing going, and is this the way you want to live? Write down a little energy budget and work with it and decide just as much as you're going to spend your cash, just as much caution that you're going to spend money with. I want you to decide how to spend your energy. It's important to be conscious of it, and it's important to know where we're spending our energy. And that is your exercise for today. I am on Patreon, where you can be a patron to me. You can donate anywhere from $1 to $100, and every time I post a piece of material, you will give that to me. I'm on Stage It. You can find me on Stage It, where I do video casts, live video casts, where you can participate with me and sometimes with other people in the group. I also have this show at Blog Talk Radio, and I'm being at several conferences, and you can look on my schedule on my website. Please ask for confirmation. Please get an education. Life is about sharing. Life is about teaching, and life is about growing. So everyone, take a deep breath. Remember what Lauren and I talked about tonight. And most importantly, remember to connect and get confirmation. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.